Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Duke of Small Business. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Barbara Weltman is our guest, our good friend. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of J.K. Lasser, Small Business Taxes, 2015. And when we started, we were introducing you to 1998. And in the meantime, she's written a bunch of other books, like Smooth Failing, which is an e-book that you can find on Amazon, and many others. Barbara, thanks again for being here. She's a tax attorney, by the way, by education and profession. Barbara, there are a number of tax holidays around the country, sales tax holidays. A lot of states will have them, won't they? Individual states will have, oftentimes they'll do it like in advance of school starting back, that kind of thing, right?
Well, that's true, and over the years, a lot of states have participated. Of late, fewer and fewer, because many states need the revenue, and so they're not willing to give up those sales taxes. But you're right; it comes usually in midsummer, in anticipation of people buying things, going back to school, and also for other purposes, like they want to stimulate, let's say, energy savings. They may give a sales tax holiday for buying insulation and other things. So it's been used for various purposes at various times, and you can easily find out what's going on in your state. But there's been a proposal now to institute a sales tax holiday for Small Business Saturday, which is the Saturday after Thanksgiving where people are encouraged to buy from Main Street.
So the sales tax holiday would not apply to Walmart, but it would apply to Willie's bargain shop or whatever.
Well, I don't think they could do that. I think they'd have.
Well, that's
to
the
do
question, though. See that?
I don't think that they could possibly carve out.
I don't either. I don't either.
But it would just. If it would be to coincide with sales with Small Business Saturday, I think it would be identified for Main Street.
I'm not a big fan of tax holidays because it's good. Look, if sales tax holiday will help a family that's struggling or a single mother or somebody like that, it'll get them back, $20-$30 or whatever. I'm all for that. That's fine with me. But basically, what it does is it cannibalizes future sales for the business.
Well, that's what the Tax Foundation found, that people would use a sales tax holiday, they'll buy what they were planning to buy on one day versus another. So revenue-wise, for businesses, it's not very meaningful.
Right.
However, the point that small businesses are making in support of the notion is that it's sort of like free advertising.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's another thing. And any kind of excitement that you can get going for our sector is a good thing. But that would be what in November, right?
Right. This year is November 28th. It's the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. See, I think every Saturday should be Small Business Saturday. I'm not as big on Small Business Saturday as people might think I would be. Because it kind of bugs me that we're acting like that's the big day we should be excited about small business and I'm kind of a curmudgeon about this, I guess. I think every Saturday should be Small Business Saturday.
Well, I think every day should be Small Business.
No, that, well said. But
at least it does draw attention to the idea that you do want to support your local merchants.
Well, it's a good time. It's a good time for small business owners. If that activity, if that one day, does draw in someone who may not have been in there before, that's your opportunity to love them up and make them part of your community, and convince them that they shouldn't go anywhere else all these other Saturdays.
Well, that's true, and the fact that, that many localities display banners and flags to get people thinking about Small Business Saturday before it happens, that's also a good thing.
Well, and you could turn it into something like Customer Saturday. You know, you can say, you know, thank you for joining us on Small Business Saturday. For the next 52 weeks, we're going to make every Saturday Customer Saturday.
Well, there you go.
Or so, you know, something like that. Turn it into a because that's the thing that we have to do in small businesses is we have to get sustained revenue. We have to get recurring sustained revenue, and you just can't experience something like Small Business Saturday and dine out on that for a while. You know, you got to keep some excitement going. So what else we need to know about?
Well, Monday is the deadline for corporations, calendar year corporations, to file their 2014 returns. So it's either file or get an extension.
Which is what we will be doing. We may already have done ours.
Yeah. So you want to do that because at least getting an extension will prevent you from being subject to a late filing penalty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which you will be subject to, folks. So it's Monday because the 15th is on Sunday.
Precisely.
This year,
mm-hmm.
Right? So, yep. What other dates are out there? I got about 15 seconds. Anything else?
Well, it just means we have a month away till the deadline for personal taxes and taxes for partnerships and LLCs. So,
funding your IRA.
And making your first payment of estimated taxes
there
for 2015.
There you go. How exciting! How exciting is that, right?
Well, I don't know, exciting.
It just gets better and better, doesn't it, folks? BarbaraWeltman.com, folks. Check out that website. You'll thank me later. Quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Doesn't mean that much to me. Just like all.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.